As I look back upon the past, I think of Mother Dear. The many things she did for me makes me long that she were here. It was Mother knelt beside my bed and taught me how to pray. She read to me the scriptures and what the Lord did say. Oh, there's no one like a mother, none so tender, kind, and true. Whether in good health or in sickness, she will always stand by you. There's no substitute for Mother, I don't care what others say. There's no one just like Mother can drive the tears away. Yes, always be kind to your mother. She is your best earthly friend. Though all the world forsake you, on Mother you can depend. Remember hasty and bitter words to Mother you love the best will cause the deepest sorrow when she is laid to rest. Let Mother see your loving smile and give her words of cheer. Too late when in the coffin, then your voice she cannot hear. So while on earth you have her, show your gratitude and love. Give her gifts and all your kindness ere she's called to heaven above. Oh, it's hard to part with loved ones, first one and then the other. But it cuts our very heartstrings when we say goodbye to Mother. When I reach my home out yonder, then two faces I would see. I want first to see my Savior, then have Mother come to me. Ephesians 6, verses 1 and 3 says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Matthew 15:4, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Proverbs 31:30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I greet you this morning in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be here. For my wife and I, we've always enjoyed coming here. And if we may, we'd like to come back some more. And we'll slip in and out in the coming years. Today, our nation has set a day aside to honor our mothers. And for each one of us, no matter how old you are, you had a mother. And there's something that we all, even after we get older, our mothers still talk to us as a child. We all basically are all children here this morning, whether we're older or younger. Whether your mother is living or not, there's still that chance that you are a child. Now I want to say right away this morning that if you're a woman here this morning and you are not a mother, don't think that you are less of a person. You are more than just a warm body. If you remember the last verse that I read, it said, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So the ultimate of life is to be a woman that feareth the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the ultimate of life. Genesis 3 and verse 20, it says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. That verse was written right after the fall. Eve means life. Adam bears the name of the dying body, Eve of the living soul. Proverbs 6 verses 20 and 21, it says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. Proverbs 10:1. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Proverbs 19:26. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Now this morning I don't necessarily want to talk about my mother as such. She was a godly woman. She loved me and I loved her. And she has died and went on to her eternal reward. But I'm not going to sit here to say this morning that she never was late. I'm not going to say she always had the meals prepared on time. I'm not going to say that she never broke a dish or she never raised her voice, because she did. She was human. And she did things that, she slept in church at times. I'm just saying that for whatever it's worth. She was a human. It wasn't like she was so superior of everybody else. And this morning, I don't want this message to be discouraging. I want it to be an encouragement to you as mothers. Our mothers, I am sure it is true that you have failed many times in your expectations of a mother, of yourself. You have fallen, but in your falling, you can rise again. You can continually come back to the feet of Jesus. Mend your ways and grow in grace. I don't think that there's such a thing as a perfect mother. So should you fail, go back to the foot of Jesus and receive strength from that. It is said, motherhood takes the strength of Samson, the patience of Job, the faith of Abraham, the insight of Daniel, the courage of David, and the agape love of God. In Psalm 127, verses 1 through 5, it says, "Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Titus 2, verses 4 and 5. "That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." You know, the statement has been made, once a mother, always a mother. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Men are what their mothers made them. Why? Why are the heartstrings of love so attached from a mother to a child? When a mother has a child within her womb, she literally has the child's heartbeat within her. The child is part of the mother a part of the child. A child knows nothing of love, but has the capacity to love. It has a vacuum within itself that mothers you can feel with love. In Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 and 7, it says, Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all of the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly condemned. A mother becomes very attached to her child. Her worries, her anxieties, her thoughts. What makes a 6 foot, 6 inch man that weighs 300 pounds, that's calloused? He's big, he's tough. Yet when he hears something that's amiss about his mother, he's right there. A child that is born is helpless. If no one would reach out and help it, it would die. But to that little child that was born, someone reached out and held him or her. There was someone that reached out and took care of its needs. And the only way the child could express its needs was to cry. And that he did. He cried. But someone reached down and held him or her. He didn't know who that was, but it was his mother. That child that was in the womb, I talked about having the same heartbeat. That connection that you had with, that the child had within you, within your womb, is now in the outside world. The child is completely helpless, but someone is caring for its needs. He has no idea who this person is. His eyes aren't even focused yet, but it is his mother. Mothers, this morning, I want to challenge you. I want to bless you. Love your child. There lies before you an opportunity. And that word sounds so shallow. There lies before you an opportunity to put a foundation into that child's life. And that foundation is that he is loved. And excuse me this morning, if you're a girl this morning, I know I use the masculine form of he, but that goes for male or female. But you have an opportunity to put within that child's life a foundation that he is loved. Though all the world forsake you, on mother you can depend. You're giving that child security. Let life bring what it may. That child knows that he's loved. A child that grows up without love has the inability to experience happiness. To the child, he does not belong. He becomes anti-sociable. He struggles to find source of love and will take any type of substitute for love. He is suspicious of others. He doesn't trust people. But now let me say on the flip side this morning, mothers, if you have a child that doesn't listen to you, or you have a child that goes astray, that doesn't mean you didn't love it. Yes, the demands are great. Yes, caring for your child may take the biggest part of your night away from your sleep, from your rest. But love your child. That vacuum that is within him is being filled with your love. It becomes a part of him when he knew nothing else. Your love wrapped around his heart. It became his foundation. Someone loved him. And that someone was his mother. Even though he knew it, he did not know it. He knew nothing of the outside world. But he knew that someone loved him. And your child, no matter how old he is, reflects back to that of his foundation. Do not let your child be deprived of your love. Remember, mothers, your child had no choice in the matter of coming into this world. Absolutely none. A child may be brought into this world by the love between two people. Maybe because of the lust of two. But the child had no choice in the matter. Love your child. The way he or she may look is no choice of theirs. Now I realize this morning that for most of you, if not all of you, to love your child is not a problem. It's a part of you. It's natural for you to love. But let's face it, there are children that grow up that are not loved. And they are growing up without that foundation. That thought resonated with me with my father-in-law. My father-in-law was a kind man. He was a good man. But he was one that did not show affection of love. He loved his wife. He loved his children. He loved me as his son-in-law. But it was one of those things, just everyone was supposed to know it. That he loved his family. And the telephone, that was for business. And we don't just frivolously use a telephone. But you know, the day came on my father-in-law when he was 72 years old. His mother died. And she was 99 years old. But that day, he called each one of his children and said that Grandma died. And could you please come to the funeral if you can? That day of the funeral, his children seen him cry. Why was that? For him, for 72 years, that bond between that foundation that he had was there, but it was severed. It was broken after 72 years. And all of us that have experienced the death of our mothers can relate to that. And I'm told that no matter what kind of relationship that you have had with your parent, that when they die, you will miss them. But if you're here this morning, and in the secrets of your heart, you cannot relate to a mother's love. In your heart, you have that vacuum that has never been met by a mother's love. I beg of you, forgive your mother. I can't relate to that. I had a mother that loved me. But should you have that, that you do not have your mother's love, you never felt that, I ask of you to forgive your mother. And you may need to have outside help to work through that, but do so. I think of Jesus in Matthew 12:46-50. He said, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who is my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Our brothers and sisters in the Lord may be closer to us than our relatives. Let the bloodlines of God meet your needs. Yes, we all want to experience that love from our mothers. I'm talking to mothers this morning. Sisters, there are sisters in the church that may not have a mother or a mother that lives close by. Reach out to them. Give them a hug. There is room for one more. Husbands, you may wonder, what's your duty in all this? The best gift a father can give his children is to love their mother. Notice the foundation, the security you are giving your children when you love their mother. There's a foundation there you're helping build. There's a security you're helping if you love their mother. Matthew 10, verses 37 and 38, it says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not up his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Children, this morning, and I say that again, we all have a mother, so we all are children. We are to love and honor our mothers, but we are to love God above our mothers. But it is a blessing to children to be brought up by a mother that loves the Lord, that understands and wants her child to have God as priority of his life. Dear God, thank you for the gift of mothers. Thank you for their love, sacrifice, and strength. Bless them with peace, joy, and strength in every season. May they feel appreciated and deeply loved, not just today, but always. Amen. Proverbs 31:28-30. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. May God bless the preaching of his word. Shall we all kneel for prayer?